In just a minute, Bill pitches our friend Adam Felber on a new show called HBO's Real Rhyme with Bill Maher. That's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, a couple of months ago, a Houston brew pub worker spilled a keg in his pants. That made it look like he had had this accident. It was very embarrassing. So he ran outside just to sort of air it out and hopefully the stain would go away. When what happened?
So he had his pants were soaked with beer.
Yeah.
And he went outside of the brew pub. What city was this in?
This was in Houston.
Yeah, okay. I know this then. So he ran outside and a flock of seagulls, not the band.
No.
The birds gathered on his crotchal region and started.
So close, but it was the band.
Yeah.
I don't get the point for that.
Sorry.
You almost had it.
May I have a hint, please?
It's not so much street view, it's more like pea view.
Oh, he got on Google, Google Street View. Some car was driving by.
Aww. Exactly right. So you know this works. Google Street View. You've gone on it, you're looking up an address, you say, oh, what does the building look like? And there is a photograph of the building and whatever happens to be standing in front of it, possibly drying out his or her pants. And this is what happened to the poor guy. And, you know, like I said, you have a bad day, you think it can't get any worse. His pants are stained, he looks ridiculous, he runs outside to get away from his workers so no one will see. And the Google Street View camera car,
which if you've never seen it, is festooned with cameras.
Right. And the poor guy is standing there and he sees the Google Street View car go by and he goes, oh great, I will now exist forever in the internet with this stain in my pants. And we certainly don't want to add to his misery by reminding you again that the address is 1012 Capitol Street in Houston.
What's interesting is that it takes a couple of months before that thing actually shows up, right? Didn't he write about it, send an email out about it, that like in a couple of months, you know, which is why at the moment I haven't been arrested for murder.
Luke, scientists studying the very old, very healthy residents of a town in Italy have determined that the secret to living past the age of 100 is what?
Smoking cigarettes.
I'm sorry to say that's not true.
I'm just remembering my time in Italy.
Yeah.
Do you happen to have the name of the city?
I don't know if this will help you, but I do. It is the city of Acciaroli.
Ah!
Acciaroli.
Acciaroli!
Check it out on Google Street View. See if you see anything.
Yeah. Guy with wine all over his crotch.
I swear to God, that's a wine!
Let's see. They live a long time, and they are Italian, and it's... is it that... they are still extremely conjugal?
Yes, that is in fact it. They have a lot of sex.
Weird, I use kind of a prison term for that.
Yeah.
But let's just keep it moving.
Like, what's a lot of sex at age 100?
Well, in this study, that is called rampant sex.
Whoa.
This is different than rampart sex, which is when you do it to the sounds of the Star Spangled Banner.
Which is underrated.
It is.
I got your rockets
as romantic
red glare.
Music. Scientists. Anyway, scientists went to this town, Acciaroli, Italy, and they found that 10% of the residents are over the age of 100 and are quite healthy, and they tried to figure out what it was, and it turns out the one thing they have in common in this city in Italy is they all play a lot of hide the pajoli, if you know what I mean. Scientists postulate that the reason this leads to a long life is that when young people hear their grandparents are having rampant sex, they run away screaming, leaving the old people with more resources.
It's a theory.
I like to think about the meetup of all of the Italian college researchers who were assigned on this, the grad students.
Yeah.
Some people were studying soil for the grapes and the wine and the water salinity, and then two of them were just crying, couldn't be comforted. Because they had seen things. Rampant elder sex.
In that town, they don't call it extra virgin olive oil.
They just call it olive
oil. It's just
olive oil.
It's all.
It's experienced olive oil.
That's right.
Olive oil that's seen the
it's
world
slick.
And knows a few things.
That's right.
Yeah. We had an extra virgin in this town. But that was 75 years ago.